the breastplate over in Ephesians 6. Go back to Ephesians 6, verse 14. And having put on the breastplate of righteousness, for time's sake, I won't go too much into this, but I want to bring to remembrance the breastplate that you find in Exodus chapter 28, the breastplate of the priesthood. Just remember and that the breastplate, where is the breastplate? The breastplate is over the heart. It's over the vital organs. It protects many of the vital organs. So righteousness, brethren. Remember, these are figures of speech that he's using here in order to express a spiritual message. The breastplate of righteousness, of doing Yahweh's word. You know, in the book of Deuteronomy, it refers to righteousness being the keeping of the commandments of Yahweh. When you keep Yahweh's commandments, and that's just too broad to get into in one sermon because it encompasses many things, then what you are doing is protecting your heart, protecting your vital organs, brethren. So you're girding yourself with the breastplate of righteousness, and the breastplate is over the heart and over those vital organs. And you can also, as I said, compare it to the breastplate of the priesthood in Exodus 28, where many of those same connotations come through. Let's continue in verse 15. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the evangel of peace. The preparation of the evangel of peace. That's very interesting. It's like if you're putting sandals on, and those sandals are representing the evangel of peace, the good news of the message of peace of the kingdom of Yahweh that's to come. The feet do what, brethren? The feet get you where you want to go. We have a final destination, which is the kingdom of Yahweh, and several destinations along the way in terms of going to others to help and to encourage and to direct them towards the kingdom of Yahweh. Let's go over to Isaiah 52, verse 7, and we'll see what Yahweh's word has to say about this. Isaiah 52, verse 7. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who brings an evangel, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, your Elohim reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. They shout joyfully together, for they will see with their own eyes when Yahweh restores Zion. Break forth, shout joyfully together, you waste places of Jerusalem, for Yahweh has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. Yahweh has bared his holy arms in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our Elohim. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch nothing unclean. Go out of the midst of her. Purify yourselves, you who carry the vessels of Yahweh. In other words, those of you who want to remain holy and pure. But you will not go out in haste, nor will you go as fugitives. For Yahweh will go before you, and the Elohim of Israel will be your rear guard. Now, I tell you, we're not alone in our battle, brethren. And I'll mention this again, once again, towards the end of this message in just a few minutes. We're not alone. Yahweh is our rear guard, brethren. If we're going forward with the right attitude. I love verse 10. Yahweh has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our Elohim. Yes, brethren, those who are bringing the evangel of peace, they have to shod their feet with that. And Matthew 22, verses 8 to 14, we won't turn there, but if you want to put in your notes, Matthew 22, verses 8 to 14, is where Yahshua gives the parable about the wedding feast, and he's bidding people to the wedding feast, and some will respond, and others will not. And he describes in that passage how some are accepting and some are not accepting. Some will remain apathetic and will continue to leave their heads in the sand, but others will respond to the message of salvation and the evangel of peace. So one of the ways that we do battle against the enemy, quite simply, brethren, is by continuing the walk towards where we want to go, brethren, and not being impeded by the enemy's attacks around us. And, in addition, by helping others along the way, by bringing forth the evangel of peace. Nothing worse to an enemy than proving that his cause is worthless. And the more people we can convince of that through our witness and through the lives that we lead, the more the lies of the enemy will be cast aside for what they are and discarded in the trash heap of history, brethren. Combat lies with truth. Works every time. Ephesians 6, verse 16. Well, it works every time in an ideal situation. Sadly, in our day and age, it doesn't work every time. But where you have sincere people, it will work. Ephesians 6, verses 16 and 17. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. The shield is represented by our faith, brethren. And perhaps one of the best passages I can use to describe that a little bit more deeply is Psalm 91.